Behind the frightened eyes, man and mouse fought for supremacy. But they needn't have bothered. They would lose either way. As consciousness flickered between the states, it saw either a grinning cat or a 6-foot, well-muscled, one-eyed, grinning bully. The coach mouse fainted. Grebo patted him a few times in case he was going to move. "Wake up, little mousey!" And then lost interest. The coach door rattled, jammed, and then opened. "What's happening?" said Ella. Nanny Ogg's boot hit Grebo on the back of his head. "Oh, no, you don't, my lad," she said.
"Want to," said Grebo sulkily.
"You always do. That's your trouble," said Nanny, and smiled at Ella. "Out you come, dear." Grebo shrugged and then slunk off, dragging the stunned coachman after him.
"What's happening?" complained Ella. "Oh, Magrat, did you do this?"
Magrat allowed herself a moment's shy pride.
"I said you wouldn't have to go to the ball, didn't I?"
Ella looked around at the disabled coach and then back to the witches.
"You ain't got any snake women in there with you, have you?" said Granny.
Magrat gripped the wand.
"They went on ahead," said Ella. Her face clouded as she recalled something. "Lilith turned the real coachman into beetles," she whispered. "I mean, they weren't that bad. She made them get some mice, and she made them human, and then she said, there's got to be balance, and the sisters dragged in the coachman, and she turned them into beetles, and then she trod on them."
She stopped, horrified. A firework burst in the sky, but in the street below, a bubble of terrible silence hung in the air.
"Witches don't kill people," said Magrat.
"This is foreign parts," muttered Nanny, looking away.
"I think," said Granny Weatherwax, "that you ought to get right away from here, young lady."
"They just went crack."
"We've got the brooms," said Magrat. "We could all get away."
"She'd send something after you," said Ella darkly. "I know her. Something from out of a mirror." "So we'd fight it," said Magrat.
"No," said Granny. "Whatever's going to happen's going to happen here. We'll send the young lady off somewhere safe and then we shall see."
"But if I go away, she'll know," said Ella. "She's expecting to see me at the ball right now and she'll come looking."
"That sounds right, Esme," said Nanny Ogg. "You want to face her somewhere you choose. I don't want her looking for us on a night like this. I want to see her coming." There was a fluttering in the darkness above them. A small dark shape glided down and landed on the cobbles. Even in the darkness its eyes gleamed. It stared expectantly at the witches with far too much intelligence for a mere fowl.
"That's Mrs. Goggles Cockerel," said Nanny.
"Ain't it?"
"Exactly what it is, I might never exactly decide," said Granny. "I wish I knew where she stood."
"Good or bad, you mean?" said Magrat.
"She's a good cook," said Nanny. "I don't think anyone can cook like she do and be that bad."
"Is she the woman who lives out in the swamp?" said Ella. "I've heard all kinds of stories about her."
"She's a bit too ready to turn dead people into zombies," said Granny, "and that's not right."
"Well, we just turned a cat into a person. I mean, a human person." Nanny, inveterate cat lover, corrected herself. "And that's not strictly right either. It's probably a long way from strictly right."
"Yes, but we did it for the right reasons," said Granny.
"We don't know what Mrs. Goggles' reasons are." There was a growl from the alleyway. Nanny scuttled towards it, and they heard her scolding voice.
"No, put him down this minute."
"Mine, mine."
Legba strutted a little way along the street and then turned and looked expectantly at them. Granny scratched her chin and walked a little way away from Magrat and Ella, sizing them up. Then she turned and looked around.
She said. "Lily is expecting to see you, ain't she?"
"She can look out of reflections," said Ella nervously.
Said Granny again.
She stuck her finger in her ear and twiddled it for a moment.
"Well, Magrat, you're the godmother around here. What's the most important thing we have to do?"
Magrat had never played a card game in her life.
"Keep Ella safe," she said promptly, amazed at Granny suddenly admitting that she was, after all, the one who had been given the wand. "That's what fairy godmothering is all about."
"Yes?"
Granny Weatherwax frowned.